Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to God to come to you again this week with another relevant kingdom teaching. We want to thank our listening audience for the great support that you've been showing over the week. We're appreciative that the archived messages are being a blessing to you. We would ask that if you are being blessed by these messages, please give us some feedback. You can find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. You can email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com and even find out more about the Empowerment Place and the many things that we do as a part of empowerment at empowermentoasis.wordpress.com. Thank you, before we get started this week, for your continued support. And we would love to hear from you. There have been some who have asked about sewing into the Empowerment Place. We welcome that. There are ways to do that through PayPal and on our website at Empowerment Oasis. But again, feel free to contact me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, or email at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. This week, our teaching will center around the dynamics of your life. The dynamics of your life. Praying, even now, as the Holy Spirit is speaking, that this will be a blessing. So let's go to prayer. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you grateful and thankful for this opportunity to hear what it is the Holy Governor has to share. We ask now that, Holy Governor, you will speak to us. Give us the instruction. Give us the clarity. Let us have an ear to hear what it is you desire to release to us this afternoon. We give you praise now for every listener listening live, for everyone in the chat room, and for those who will listen later, that this word will do what it's being sent to do. I give you praise for it now, and we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. For those who've called in, if at any time you have a question or a comment about what's being shared, please press 1 to gladly bring you live. Amen. The dynamics of your life. Each of us know that we have an assignment. God had an original intent for placing you in the earth. We all know that. Oftentimes people have struggled trying to figure out what their purpose is, try to figure out really what His will is for our lives. And while we're doing all of that, we also have to understand that there's a mandate. A mandate that has been placed on us. And today, not that I don't know, not that I'm not walking in what God has called me to, but this weekend and today especially, I felt, if I had to describe the feeling, I can't, but I felt the weight, that's what it is, I felt the weight of the mandate that's on my life, and it stirred me. It's stirring me even now as we share about this, talking about the dynamics of our lives. So I pray that you all hear this as the Spirit reveals. So what is a mandate? A mandate is an authoritative command, especially to a formal order, an authorization to act given to a representative, a formal order, an authorization to act that's given to a representative, a mandate. When we look at the dynamics of our lives, we have to understand that there is a mandate that has been placed on each one of us. There have been an authoritative acts given as His kingdom representatives to fulfill in the earth. There's been a command given that we must do according to that which God has spoken, to that which His Holy Spirit can, we must do. The first scripture we're going to look at is from Jonah. We all know the story. Jonah 1, from the New King James, it reads this way. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come before me." But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish there and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now we read that. What was Jonah told to do? Go to Nineveh. What did he choose to do? Something else. When we look here in this passage of scripture, we look at the mandate and the dynamics of our lives. God didn't ask Jonah. He said, go. He didn't say, well, if you have a chance, if you have an opportunity, would you please? No, he said, go. He gave him a mandate to go. It's not a request. It's a requirement. Arise means to get in position to fulfill that which has been spoken. But he decided he was going to do it a different way. I'm going to do it a different way. And see, when I look at this, this isn't just talking to Jonah. This is talking to us. But because there have been times when we have gotten specific and to do it a certain way, and we chose to do something different. We will continue to read this passage of scripture in Jonah. We find out that Jonah got to see another side of God because he didn't want to do things the way God spoke to him to do. We can change this to Valerie. And not that he asked me to go to Nineveh. But there have been times that God has spoken, the Holy Spirit has spoken to me to do a certain thing, a certain way, and I didn't. That's the long and short of it. I didn't. And then when things began to happen, I began to try to reason as to why. Why is this taking place? And that's when I wanted to say, oh, the devil is this, and the enemy is up to that, and blah, 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 when in fact, just because of my disobedience to not doing what was spoken, not what was asked, but what was mandated for my life. Sometimes you feel... You know, sometimes I'm talking to y'all and I'm feeling it. I am feeling it because it becomes so clear when you begin to look at circumstances in life and you ask yourself, why is it this way? What exactly is going on? God, what happened? And then he'll just replay. When you ask him, he's so kind. He's such a kind guy. He'll just push, rewind, and take us to that place where he said, on this day, at this time, when you were having a conversation with me, you wanted to hear what I had to say concerning you, and I revealed to you that this is what I needed. This was the mandate that I gave you to fulfill in the earth, and you heard me and act like you didn't want to hear me. And so you began to move in other things instead of fulfilling that which I spoke to you. Ah, yes, God. We can look at Acts chapter 9, the Damascus Road where Saul was converted. A mandate on Saul's life. Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord,
went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them down to Jerusalem. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" Then the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads." So he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" And the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice but seeing no one. Then Saul arose from the ground, and when eyes were opened, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was there 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank. He heard God. God placed a mandate on his life. He said, "God, what do you want me to do? I want you to arise and go. When you get there, someone's going to tell you what to do." In this case, what we have to understand is that when we're living our life according to the terms of the mandate from God, sometimes it will require us to live a life that most people won't see as being normal. They won't think it's normal. They were like, "You're doing the most. Why does it have to be all that? Can't you change the way you're doing what you're doing?" And guess what the response would be? "No, I can't. No, I can't. I am understanding even the more." I'm understanding even the more. The weight of the call, the weight of the mandate. Understanding my purpose and the impact that I'm to make in this region first, and then moving according to the opportunities and platforms that are being opened out of my obedience. I understand that I can't just be lazy daisy doing what I'm supposed to do on Sunday, because that's the church day, quote unquote. And then on Wednesday when I do Bible study, and then Monday morning at 5 a.m. when we have intercessory prayer. But because of the mandate that's on our lives. Do y'all hear me? It's not just me. If you're listening, there is a mandate on your life that you have to come to terms with. You have to come to terms with the fact that God has spoken something specifically to you. Your intent to being here in the earth has value, has purpose, that he needs for you to stop playing with this thing and really understand the weight of the anointing that rests upon you. Call that's upon you, and for you to align yourself with his will and get done what he said for you to do. Not ask you to do, but authorize and give an instruction for you to do in the earth. God, I thank you. Ooh, I thank you. 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 The dynamics of our lives. Look at Psalm 33, verses 13 through 15. It reads this way. Throne and temple are upon the earth, and men and things in it as follows. He beholdeth all the things of men, the evil and the good, which is contrary to the sense of many wicked men who imagine he takes no notice of what is done here below. But his eye is upon all the workers of iniquity. My God. Huh, my God. How secret soever they may be. Only his eye of providence is upon good men, but his eye of love, grace, and mercy. And he has a special and distinct knowledge of them. Agreeably to this are some expressions of heathen writers, says one. The eye of God sees all things, says another. There is a great God in heaven who sees all things and governs. Who? God sees. As he has spoken and given the mandate, God has a corpse and that. But he deals with us individually. God has fashioned our lives individually. Every life has a distinct and different blueprint, as does every life have a unique call and his original intent being different for each of us. And what we're seeing is that we are being challenged. The challenge is learning how to live according to the Father's blueprint or pattern for our lives. We know that he's spoken to us. We know that there's been a mandate placed on our lives. We understand that we are to live out his plan, purpose, and will in the earth. Yet we try to model our lives and our behavior based on someone else that we see. Come on, y'all. He has a specific blueprint for your life. And your life is not supposed to look like Susie's life next door, or Sally's life across the street, or Sue Ann's life that lives three states over. God had intent specifically for you, and he wants you to stop challenging yourself by living the life he purposed instead of trying to live the life that someone else wants you to live. And you're going to find that there are dynamics specific to your life, dynamics specific to your call, dynamics specific to your anointing. We're going to find that there's some things that are necessary for us that are not required by others. I have some people tell me sometimes, why does it have to be this way for me? And I have to chuckle because, you know, I've asked the same question of God. God, why? Why, God? And, of course, you know, first thing you hear is, why not you? I made you with intent. I did what I did in you on purpose. But now I want you to take all that I've done, all that I have refined, all that I've cut away, all that I've purged, all that I've carried you through, because now I need you to be able to empower other people based on the dynamics of your life, Valerie. Oh, God, thank you. Are the requirements different for each of us? Whew. There's maintenance that's required of each of us that may be different. Well, not maybe, that are different according to that which we've been called to. I've never been a drinker. I've never been a smoker. Those weren't my vices. I had one, but it wasn't any of those. And I listen to a lot of people who have gotten over addictions, and they're able to go back and aid others. They've been strengthened and empowered for that. But they also understand that the dynamics of them staying sober, staying away from the addiction, there are certain dynamics that they have to do on a daily routine in order to maintain that deliverance. Such it is with me. There are certain things I know I have to maintain in order to keep my deliverance from the vice that would try to grip me if I were to throw up my hands and be like, oh, I can deal with that. Oh, I'm good with that. Oh, I'll be fine. I'm not going to fool myself, y'all. I'm not going to fool myself. I know that there are places I can't go. There are people that I can't deal with. There's a time, come on, there's a time and a place for all things. I know, I have learned all too well the dynamics that are associated with that which God has mandated I do in the earth requires that I do some things a little differently than you may have to do. Oh, God. We have to also understand that even with the dynamics of our life as it relates to what we've been mandated to do, it may cause us to have to move from the place we've become comfortable with. Move. Move from those things which are very familiar and very comfortable. Because often those things will cause us to be stagnant when God wants movement. In order to function in the dynamics of our lives, we have to understand, too, that everybody is not supposed to be with us. Everybody is not going to move with us. We have got to be connected to those in which we have synergy with. Synergy is that interaction of two or more agents or forces so that their combined efforts are greater than the sum of their individual efforts. When you're moving according to what's been mandated and you're fulfilling the dynamics of the call on your life, make sure that you are with those with whom you have synergy so that you're able to work together. Collaboration is a wonderful thing. But you don't just collaborate with any and everybody that show up and say, hey, I'd love to help you. You better know those whom you labor among. You got to know it. Huh. When you've got synergy, things will work in your favor, and it will enable you to operate at an escalated level of productivity versus just getting with Boo Boo and them because they've been your friends forever and a day, and you say, okay, well, we're going to do this together. There is no anointing there. No anointing there. So there's going to be no movement there. You're going to find yourself being frustrated there. Come on, I need you to understand that the mandate that God has placed on your life is real, powerful. It is purposeful. It is purposeful. And in order for you to live the life that you desire to live in the earth, guess what? We would want to do it the way God intended for us to do. We would stop comparing ourselves to others. We would stop comparing ourselves to others. We would stop questioning, why does it seem so easy for them and it looks so hard for me? Stop questioning that. God knows exactly what he's doing. And guess what? It takes different things to get us to really open our eyes, for us to arise and go. It takes different things to make that happen for each of us. But when you hear it, when he speaks to you, when you hear and feel that mandate, rise, arise, and go. Stop beating yourself up. Embrace your blueprint. Stop beating yourself up. I hear myself. I say to myself all the time, I asked for this. I didn't ask for this. And I didn't. I didn't ask for it. What God does with me, through me, how he uses me in the world, I didn't ask for it. I didn't have a mind to even be able to articulate what God is doing in my life. I couldn't even have articulated it. It wasn't in my mind. But guess what? He did it. And today I'm so very appreciative and understanding what it is, the fullness of what it is. And guess what? What he's spoken to me today and how I'm to fulfill the mandate on my life today as I continue to seek him, as I continue to obey him. You know what? He's going to continue to speak, and he's going to continue to move me, and he's going to continue to reveal even greater to me. And to say to me, okay, now, Val, I need you to arise and go here. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to arise and go. I'm going to arise and go. I'm not going to look to the left or to the right. I'm not going to look to the front. Well, I'm going to look to the front because I'm going to go. But I'm not going to look behind me and try to figure out, well, what I need to do and who I need to talk. I know Holy Spirit is going to reveal to me that which I need. I'll ask the Holy Spirit to even reveal to me who I need with me, and then I'm going to go. I'm going to go because I'm going to live my life according to the Father's blueprint for my life, for my life. And it's my prayer that as you're hearing this today, for each of you, embrace the blueprint that the Father has for your life. Yes, true. It doesn't look like everybody else's. What you feel like you have to go through in order to get what it is that God has doesn't. I get it. And guess what? He gets it too. But he wants you to understand it's going to be easier my way. It's going to be easier if you just do it my way. Obey what I've spoken. And then allow me to do in you what was my intent from the very beginning. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We were made in his image. We were made to glorify God in the earth. And he created each of us with intent. Time has gotten away. Bless God. I pray that something has been said this evening that has empowered you, that you will look at yourself to see what it is the Father wants done. You will accept the mandate that he has placed on your life. You will arise and go and accomplish that which the Lord has done, making sure that he is glorified, that he is glorified in the earth. Father, we thank you for it. We give you praise for it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Listeners, we ask that you join us again next week, same time, 8 o'clock, for another empowerment teaching. Until then, we ask that you do something to empower yourself daily. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else, realizing that you are the key to your own empowerment. Know that we love you here. If there's anything we can do to help you, reach out to us. We'll be excited to aid you. We love you so much. God bless. Until next week.